Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
Joining me today is Diane Tomasic from House of Hope. House of Hope provides food, clothing, emergency financial assistance, and counseling services to Martin County residents. Diane, welcome back to Treasure Coast Happenings and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too.
You've got a lot of things going on. We're going to try and touch on a few, but one of the first things I want to mention is that you're still holding food drives. So many people think, you know, it's after Christmas, no food drives, but obviously food is a year-long concern.
Food is definitely a year-long concern. Of course, people are so generous during the holiday period. It's the second peak time in our food-giving season, the other one being that day in May where the letter carriers hold their food drive. So we had about 35,000 pounds of food come in, you know, in November, early December, and we've given out 35,000 pounds of food. A lot comes in and a lot goes out, especially during the holidays. But now that they're done, those same people still need assistance. So we encourage individuals, neighborhoods, and businesses to keep up the good work on the food drives.
And you can find out, I imagine, where the food drives are going to be on your website?
On our website, hohmartin.org. Not only can you find out where they are, but there's a handy page for finding out how you can conduct one as well.
Now, you've got your 14th annual Hearts for Hope Luncheon coming up in February. What's that about?
Well, that's the event that we used to call the fashion show, but it has departed greatly from that original theme. We have a great chairwoman named Connie Bass, who has brought fresh energy and fresh features into the event. For example, instead of a silent auction, she's lined up an array of wonderful vendors so people can go shopping for really unique items, from jewelry and household decor to fancy things for pets. We'll have a special House of Hope booth for all the great items we get into our thrift stores so people can shop for those. Of course, headlining the event is an author named Laura Schroff, and she will be very special, fitting in with the mission of House of Hope, message and our mission, because she wrote a book called An Invisible Thread. Her story starts when she was walking down a busy Manhattan road one day, and a young panhandler asked her for money because he was hungry. And she kept going a few paces and then said, "Wait a minute, I want to find out about this young boy." And she turned around and went back and said, "Do you want to go to McDonald's?" And he said, "Yeah, can I have a cheeseburger?" And that started, I think the book says, about 150 weeks of going to breakfast at McDonald's on Mondays. Mm. And they built this relationship that changed both of their lives. And they still keep in contact years later. He's a young man now. And the story's about the invisible thread that connects us all and when fate comes into play and how everyone can affect the lives of others.
And you're also planning something to help out veterans.
Yes, that's a brand new event, and we're so pleased that there's a travel agency in Stewart named Fun Tours Travel. And the ladies who run that, Elaine Hirsch and Kathleen Padova, had an idea that they wanted to run their own event. The travel agency has always been involved in other people's events, but they wanted to do their own, and they also wanted it to benefit something that really touches their heart, and that was the plight of needy veterans in our community. So they reached out to House of Hope to see if we could help them with the helping part, helping people. So the proceeds from their event, which is kind of a charitable trade show, will go into a special brand new veterans fund that we're setting up at House of Hope that will have as its criteria that any person who has served in the military, past or present, and their families will be eligible to access this financial assistance.
I've been speaking today with Diane Tomasic from House of Hope. If you'd like to find out more about what they're doing or to see a schedule of their upcoming events, go to their website, hohmartin.org. Diane, thanks so much for coming in today and joining me on Treasure Coast Happenings.
Always a pleasure. Thanks.
If you're involved in an area not-for-profit and you have a fundraising or community outreach event coming up and you'd like to be featured on Treasure Coast Happenings, simply go to our website, wqcs.org. Until next time, I'm Drew Mello.